Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Thursday, December 16th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. It's game day, baby, as the Edmonton Oilers take on the Columbus Blue Jackets down at Rogers Place. 7 o'clock puck drop tonight as the Oilers look to snap that ugly six-game losing streak and win one of these damn games on the homestand. Blue Jackets will come in angry. They're coming off a loss on Tuesday as well, 4-3. They blew a 3-0 lead to the Vancouver Canucks, so they're going to be a feisty group as well. The Edmonton Oilers are in fourth in the Pacific, 16-11. They've lost six straight. Columbus is 14-12-1, fifth in the Metro. And like I just said, they're coming off a loss as well. The good news for the Edmonton Oilers, they've won five of the last six games versus the Blue Jacket. Last meeting was way back on March 7th, 2020, just days before the COVID pandemic hit here in North America. We were shut down, three, 4 days later. They picked up a 4-1 win, so that bodes well for the team tonight. Let's get to some news. Devin Shore joins Ryan McLeod and head coach Dave Tippett on the COVID protocol list that was announced this morning. He will not play. Games ago, Brandon Perlini will draw in. There is no line, so we'll have to wait up until the pregame warm-up to see what this coaching staff is going to do with this lineup. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same top six of Warren Fogle, Connor McDavid, Jesse Puljujärvi. The dry line will remain intact. They'll probably go Colton Sevier, Derek Ryan, Zach Cassian. It's a good veteran third line. And then Kyle Turris will have to center the fourth line with Tyler Benson and Brendan Perlini. Not a sexy line. They probably won't see a lot of ice. Now, I'm assuming these are the lines. We could see some different looks in the warm-up. So take these lines with a grain of salt because we really don't know. But Kyle Turris and Perlini will play for sure in this one. Expect your D-core to be the same. Nurse with Bouchard, Keith with CeCe, Nemelainen with Barry. And we do know that Stuart Skinner, that's all we know, is that he will get the start tonight. Mr. Jimmy Playfair made that confirmation in his presser earlier today. He's 2-5 on the season. He's got a 2.76 goals against average, a .918 save percentage, and the young man will be looking for his third win, fourth career win. He's played well. I mean, outside of, he was okay in Seattle, but in a lot of the losses there, he just doesn't get the support. So that's the news on the Edmonton Oilers. Let's look at Columbus. Looks like Merz Lincolns is going to get the start. He's 11-6-0-1, 2.94 goals against, .913 save percentage. Just in case, it is Korpisalo. He has not been good this year. He is 3-4 with a 3.95 goals against and an .885 save percentage. And these lines were sent out by Mr. Jeff Savoda, who is a Columbus Blue Jackets team reporter for BlueJackets.com. And these are the lines they're going to roll out tonight. Alex Texier, Boone Jenner, and Oliver Bjorkstrand will be your first line. Max Domi with Jack Roslovich, and Voracek will be your second line. Gustav Nyquist, Cole Sillinger, Yegor Shenikov will be your third line, and Eric Robinson with Sean Corrali and Justin Danforth will be your fourth line. On the back end, Zach Werenski's paired up with Jake Bean, Vlad Gavrikov with Gavin Bayreuther, and Gabriel Carlson with Andrew Peak is your third pairing. So the Oilers got to take advantage. It's a very young group here, especially in the back end. And we're going to hear from Aaron Portline, who joined the Lowdown Show earlier today from Columbus. He writes for The Athletic. And I think he said this is the youngest team in the NHL. So this team's here for the Oilers to pick up a couple points. They got to be good. Definitely got to be good in this one. But with the young group, they just go out there and play, man. So they could be dangerous. And they're going to come in as a feisty group as well. Their leading scorers, Bjorkstrand leads the team with 23 points, followed by Voracek at 22. They got a lot of guys coming on, though. and they got some talented guys. Look out for that Cole Sillinger as well. He's been really good. And as for the Oilers, no lines that we got today in the morning skate, so we'll have to wait till about 6:30-ish to see what the Oilers will throw out there. But it's Columbus, it's Edmonton. The Oilers are desperate for 2 points. They're falling quickly in that Pacific Division. I'll give you the my predictions and what the Oilers need to do well in the third segment. We'll also hear from Oilers associate coach Jim Playfair as well. But coming up next, we'll head to the visitor report and we'll hear clips from Aaron Portsline as he updates us and gives us a little more information on the Columbus Blue Jackets. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. No one plays daily fantasy sports to lose. Winning feels so much better, but traditional fantasy sports are a long-term losing proposition because you never know who or what you're up against. Stat Hero is the first of its kind daily fantasy sports platform where it's you versus the house in head-to-head fantasy matchups, winner take all. And here's the crazy part. Stat Hero shows you their lineup before you play and you handpick the team you want to face one-on-one. This never-before-seen innovation of fantasy sports and sports betting hybrid has Stat Hero players clocking odds that are over 4 times better. Why? Because you don't have to compete against thousands of experts or unknowns. Stat Hero puts you in control of your fate. Sign up free right now at stathero.com/hockey and use promo code hockey for a 100% deposit match. That's stathero.com/hockey. Use promo code hockey for a 100% match. stathero.com/hockey. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, more COVID cases coming today. Calgary now, I think they only have like 3 or 4 players that they've added a couple more today in Shillington and Dylan Dubé. Of course, Devin Shore for the Edmonton Oilers. The Hurricanes are going to play tonight 2 forward short as they're dealing with their own COVID cases. The Boston Bruins have added a few more players as well. 3 more, bringing their total to 6. And LA, Florida, I know there was talk about it being postponed as Florida's dealing with some COVID issues. LA's getting tested. They're waiting for their results. So keep an eye on that for all your fantasy reasons as the COVID is kind of making its way through not just the NHL, but every sports league in North America here. A lot of games being postponed. A lot of teams dealing with the multiple players. So we'll see what happens here going forward. Hopefully for the Oilers, like I said the other day, knock on wood, it's just these two guys and their coach, and then they can continue on with their season. And fortunate what's going on down there in Calgary. They're playing some good hockey. Will it affect them? We'll wait and see on that. But let's get to Aaron Portsline, who joined the Lowdown Show on TSN 1260 earlier today. You can connect with him at aportsline on Twitter. He writes for The Athletic, covering the Columbus Blue Jackets. And we talked about it. This is a young team in Columbus, and it just, how's it gone so far?
It's the youngest team in the NHL. It's especially young in the back end. Zach Werenski still seems like a young guy to me, but he's played just barely more games than the other 5 players combined. That's how green they are. And so that's an issue, and that's why Brad Larsen keeps saying they've got to go through it. They've got to learn from it. The worrying thing is it's not just the young players that are making these mistakes. It all works together, of course. No one guy gets the puck out of the zone by himself, but it's been all over the map to the point where in the last game, Brad Larsen felt as though there really wasn't a line he could send out to calm things down. There wasn't a defensive pair he could send out to sort of dial down the heat a bit. And that, as a coach, that's one of the worst things you can feel on the bench.
It'll be fun to watch Columbus. It's going to be fun. I always like when they're in town, and I'm excited to see some of their young players. I mean, a lot of change there. They brought in some vets, a lot of youth, a new coach. So, Aaron, are the Columbus Blue Jackets better than last year?
Oh, well, for sure. And I think part of that is the outlook. I mean, it's always more palatable when you're a young team. You know you're a young team. You're restarting. It's not really about this season in Columbus. So this season is about experiences and lessons learned. It's about sorting out which players are going to be part of this in the future. They've got an 18-year-old playing center, Cole Sillinger, a 21-year-old playing high up in their top 4 in their defense. I mean, this is much more palatable than last season, because last season they still felt like they were in a position to win. And they had, you know, veteran players, big contracts. They had an expectation to make the playoffs last season, and that it fell apart quickly. It was just a disastrous season, starting with Pierre-Luc Dubois early on, and that ugly scene. This is the beginning of something. So I think for fans, I don't want to speak for them, but it does feel as though for fans it's much more palatable because they see that they're on the way to something, and I think they realize that there were going to be growing pains, and this is what it looks like.
One last one here from Aaron Portsline. One player that's kind of really, he's playing some really good hockey as of late. He was kind of, you didn't know what you were getting game in and game out with this player, but it seems as of late he's really turned it on. He's 22-year-old Alex Texier. He's got 16 points in 27 games. He's playing really well, and he will be on the first line tonight with Boone Jenner and Oliver Bjorkstrand. So here is Aaron on this interesting young player for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
You know, it's interesting how these things go, too, and I'm sure people in Edmonton have experienced it. 2 weeks into the season, we're doing podcasts and writing articles about what is the future of Alexander Texier, because this kid just doesn't get it. He hasn't grabbed it. How many chances does he get? Is he going to be part of this? Yada, yada, yada. I dare say he's been their best forward the last month or so. He's got a frame on him. He can be combative when he's played. He's not an agitator or a fighter, certainly, but he can be hard to play against. It's an interesting thing. He's playing with Eric Robinson and Sean Corrali, which on paper, that should be the fourth line of the Blue Jackets. He's been productive in that spot. That line's been really productive, much more than a typical fourth line would be. It's hard to get him off of that line for Brad Larsen because it's clicked so well, and yet this is a player who probably should be in the top six given his talent and the way that this team is put together. He's a fascinating player, and he's having what appears to be his breakout season. He's from France. He's got a quote-unquote non-traditional hockey background, so maybe you expected it to take a couple of years. But their patience, it seems like, is beginning to be rewarded now.
And that was Aaron Portsline joining the Lowdown Show on TSN 1260. Big shout-out to TSN 1260 and Mr. Alan Mitchell for the audio there, just to get a better understanding of the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Oilers' opponent. They haven't played since March 7th, 2020. Man, just go back to that and just think about what you were doing, what were you thinking. Like, who knew? We didn't even know what was about to hit us in 4 days or 3 days, whatever it was. And, man, just weird times. And it almost feels like that again. I know Low Tide and myself were talking about it, and Chris Johnson joined Lowdown from TSN today and said, kind of feels like March 2020 again. Like, we just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we've kind of learned to live with this, but can't wait till this is over and behind us. And this just coming out as well as the COVID bug has hit the Coyotes as well. Lawson Crouse, Jay Beagle, and some staff, more testing being done there as well. So this is not going to stop, guys. It's going to keep on going. But games tonight, Montreal hosts Philly. I'll give you the Canadian teams. Vancouver's on the road in San Jose. And Ottawa's in Tampa to take on the Lightning. And make sure you're checking right before the games for your fantasy lineups that you're not missing out on some key players. All right, coming up next, the associate coach of the Edmonton Oilers. And we'll get to some predictions and the things the Oilers have to do well to pick up this win and snap this ugly losing streak. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Got beard? Get primal. You heard me right. Got beard? Get primal. If you or someone you care about has a beard, it needs to get primal. Maybe you're that guy who has never considered the benefits of treating your beard with product. Primal Origin Oils will stop the itch and make your beard look healthy and groomed. The products are free from harmful synthetic ingredients and with low impact on our planet. Primal Origin Oils makes balms, oils, and whipped butter that are renowned as the best feel-in beard products available. All products are fair trade certified and handcrafted in the USA. The combo kits make a great holiday gift, and if you're shopping for yourself, you'll be glad you did. We know that every company claims to have the best, but Primal Origin Oils challenge you to compare their ingredients and the feel-in beard to other products you've used. We promise you will see and feel the difference. Remember, the code LOCKEDON gets you 20% off at Primal OriginOils.com. Use the code Locked On at checkout for 20% off. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. The Edmonton Oilers back at it tonight. Are you worried? Are you going to the game? Like, it's gonna happen here. Just no matter what, don't toss a jersey on the ice. Please don't toss a jersey on the ice. And I thought Glenn Gullitson said some interesting things yesterday, that this team frustrated, but it's not the same kind of mentality they have in that room when he brought up when Hitch came in, remember, for Todd and all that. Well, you hope not. You hope that's not what's going on there, but they got to find a way here to pick up this win. And hopefully tonight that's what they can do. But Jimmy Playfair, who will run the bench along Glenn Gullitson and Brian Wiseman, met with the media today. And here's what he had to say as he talked about starting goalie, how the team is feeling through this rough stretch. The bottom six with Shore out. What do they have to do to be successful? Zach Hyman's continues to be day-to-day is what they're reporting, but he's a big loss as well. But here is Jim Playfair meeting with the media today.
Is Mike Smith close, or what will it look like tonight?
Smitty's close, and we're going to go with...
How do you think it is in there? How's this group? It's been a rough go here, and I know it's probably all tired answering questions about this and just want to get it over with.
So no, it's good. It's good. I think this, it's the process that we have to work through, right? I think sometimes you get caught up in wanting to get to the end result and just get the 2 points and move on to the next game. And I think it's more about us focusing on the process of the shift you're playing is the most important shift of the night. So let's just manage that shift and build on the good ones and get back after it if we have a shift that isn't so good. So I think it's more of a process. So it's not like the dressing room is one way or the other. I think it's preparation. I think it's a long season, all those little cliches you can talk about, but really it's just about earning the right shift to shift to build a win.
Your bottom six, Jim, over here, your bottom six now with Devin Shore's out, so you just throw them up in the air and say, okay, here's who's playing with whom.
First of all, I like the toque. That looks awesome. But I think the big thing with our bottom six is to recognize that again, it goes back, breaks down to the same thing. We have to be really strong as units of five on the ice every shift. And I think that we'll, you know, with it's unfortunate we got Shorzy out now and Zach's out, but I think that gives other guys great opportunities. We'll see a little bit more of Perlini again tonight. We'll see a little bit more of probably Turris tonight. So those are good opportunities for guys, and everyone recognizes where we are, and everybody has to have the input. I think when you see some other teams around the league that they roll four lines and they have consistent structure, they have consistent tempo, and that's what we have to get. We sometimes get caught up in two lines playing one way and another two lines maybe playing a little bit different, and I think as we grow this deal, we're trying to get it to where the consistency in our lines going out, the structure's the same, the compete's the same, and then, you know, the separation comes from obviously those top three or four guys, but I still think we got to grow towards the consistent effort and structure of our team play.
And Hyman is day-to-day, or is that just very optimistic?
You know what? I just talked to TD for a couple minutes before I came out to see you guys, and he is day-to-day. I don't know what that means. If it's, I guess it would be week-to-week if we don't see him in the next day or two, but yeah, as of now, he's day-to-day.
Thank you.
So when you have, we've heard you talk about trying to get the lines to play the same way and throw four lines over, and we've seen good teams do that. But you're blessed with having Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, and they play the game just differently, and their lines play the game differently. It's sometimes having two guys like that in your top lines and then looking at your bottom lines to say play the same way. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, that's the issue. We can't play the same way as those two guys. We have to play the structure style consistently, I think, is what we're after, is getting everybody playing to the identity of our group and those guys as well. And then what separates it is those guys at the top end, they're going to do what they do. But I think maybe we get caught up in trying to do things that the top guys do a little bit too often. Turn some pucks over, you know, trying to create something when it's not there, not moving the game along, not pushing the game along. And I think the structure of our team is going to be a lot more consistent when we get all lines really digging in and buying into how we play in our D zone, through the neutral zone, the offensive zone. Obviously, the great, you know, separator is those top two guys, but it comes down to system and structure and consistency. I mean, I think you look around the league, a lot of teams that have success, that's the formula that seems to work.
Now with Jim Playfair, Edmonton Oilers associate coach, meeting with the media there. So Stuart Skinner gets the start. Perlini will draw in for Devin Shore, who lands on the COVID protocol list, and this team's got to find a way. We'll find out the lines in the warm-up. We'll see if they switch anything up. We'll see where Perlini lands. where Yamamoto lands. Will Yamamoto get a shot on net? Ooh, that is the question we're all waiting, we're all want to see here. But for me, Yam will get a shot. He has to. I mean, he's on the two guys. I think Cass was saying, like, well, he's playing well, but you need to do more. You can't go six games without a shot when you're playing with Draisaitl. That's just unacceptable. And I'm a Yamo guy. I think he plays well. I think he gets to the right areas, and he's a hell of a PK guy, but got to produce a little bit more. A little bit more. Play with more emotion. Be angry. How about this? Score the first goal. What a concept, eh? How about the PK? Don't give up a goal. They've given up a goal in every home game on this stretch so far. Power play, get a goal. I think they're 2-for-16 so far. They got to find a way. Stop looking. Well, don't stop, but if the Draisaitl pass is not there, let's look elsewhere. Barry, shoot the damn puck. No glaring mistakes. This team kind of shoots themselves too many times for my liking. Like, they just gift wrap goals to the other team. Make them earn them. And if you do make a mistake, because they do happen, how about you get a big save from your goaltender? Something we've seen from the four opposing goaltenders in the last four games. They've made huge saves. The Oilers are just not getting that. I'm not sitting here saying it's all on goaltending, because it's not. It's a part of the problem, sure, but you need a big save. So get shots, play with emotion, score the first goal. Special teams be special. No glaring mistakes. Get some saves. And I'll pick the Oilers to snap out of this streak with a 5-2 win. And I'm going to pick Warren Fogle. He's been really good in the last two games. He's come close. He's got 7 points in 15 career games against Columbus. So something's there. So I think he gets off the schneid and scores his third goal of the season. He hasn't scored since October 30th. So what say you? What are you thinking for tonight? Are you a little worried? Are you concerned? I mean, if they lose, holy smoke. But remember, don't throw your jersey on the ice if they do. We'll see if the Oilers can turn this around. No Shore, no McLeod, no Dave Tippett. Perlini draws back in, and Stuart Skinner gets a start, and everybody else looks like they're back in. We'll just find out who they're going to play with. Like always, hit me up on Twitter at Hernandeman and at Locked On Oilers. Hope you enjoyed this little preview. It's a quick one today. Like always, download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my producer Juanito and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernandeman talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the game tonight. Go Oilers, go. We'll chat tomorrow.